Good morning. We want to welcome you all this morning to celebrate with us this accomplishment of finally completing nursing school. We wanted to be sure to start off this morning by taking the time to say a big thank you to all of you, to our families, our friends, our faculty, and our staff. We really, truly could not have done this without your ever-present encouragement, support, advice, candy in class, hugs, everything. Today we are honoring the tradition of pinning, which has been a nursing rite of passage for many years. But we recognize that not everyone, myself included, might understand why we celebrate pinning. So I thought I would do a quick history lesson. The symbolism of pinning can be traced back to the 16th century, when pinning was reserved for noblemen who best served their king. Not really nursing. Florence Nightingale adapted this idea in the 1860s when she presented pins to her best and brightest nursing students. Today, we continue this tradition by honoring the best and the brightest in each of us. Every university develops a unique pin which represents their values. EMU's pin shows an open Bible with the words, "Thy word is truth." At EMU, the values of the sacred covenant are stressed throughout the curriculum, as we all know really well. And we feel like this sets us apart from other nursing schools and other nursing students. The sacred covenant emphasizes the holiness and responsibility of the nurse's partnership with patients, families, and communities. The pin or gift that each student receives this morning is a symbol of a job well done, a welcome into the nursing community where we will finally get paid, and a challenge to continue and grow in greatness. Erin is going to open this morning with a word of prayer, and then we have a few of our faculty who are going to share some memories with us before the pinning.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we gather today to celebrate the accomplishments and hard work of these students, and we want to acknowledge your part in our journey to this point. We are grateful for the friends, family, mentors, and loved ones who are here with us. Lord, we are so thankful that you placed these supporters and cheerleaders in our lives. We could not have made it without them. Bless us this morning as we remember and celebrate how far we have come and the places we will go. May we never forget to rely on you as we follow our calling. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Art Mitchell is a local farmer that is known for his scary but heartwarming story of hope and recovery after a traumatic farm accident that resulted in the amputation of both of his legs. Several of these students in Conceptual Framework heard his story, and they've been coming to EMU for at least the last 6 years to tell of their story in the sophomore class called Conceptual Framework. Well, one of the many stories he tells occurred sometime in the middle of his three-month stay while he was in the intensive care unit, and he was in a drug-induced, nightmarish state and had a horrible dream one night. And still being in a fog, he hears someone call out to him, Mr. Mitchell, it's okay. I am here. I am Jody. I will not let anything bad happen to you today." Well, one might think that this was an angel that he was hearing. Actually, it was his nurse that day. So how does one get from a scared, novice, sophomore nursing student who has no clue what nursing is about, doesn't know how to take a blood pressure, doesn't even know how to help, some of them don't know how to even help the patient get dressed in the retirement community, to a person who protects, calms, advocates, empowers, leads, collaborates, and listens to patients in a hospital and clients in the community? One of the many miracles that I am privileged to participate in is this growth and maturation. It's this miracle that moves from having no clue to helping patients in their worst situations. And every semester I reflect, as we celebrate pinning, on this unbelievable transformation. And this semester has been no different, for they have certainly blessed many patients or clients, as well as myself during this time. One of the most wonderful gifts that they have given me was to participate in this maturation or transformational process, both being able to teach conceptual framework as well as two classes their last semester. And in this last semester, one particular class stands out in which they spoke of their vision for nursing, the way they wanted to practice nursing. And they used metaphors like nursing as a bridge or a log, or it's being light, or being a mother bear, or a gardener, or empowering, or caring, or Christ-like, or in a metacognitive state, Dave Jancy called it a taco salad. And so this is so different than 3 years ago when they stared at a little 3x5 card that I had given them to have them on their very first class in nursing try to illustrate their view of nursing, and the card stays blank for many minutes. This transformation reminds me of a statement that I found this past winter during a choral society rehearsal, and this comes from Martin Luther, date and source unknown. This life, therefore, is not righteousness, but growth in righteousness. Not health, but healing. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what we shall be, but we are growing toward it. And the process is not finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but it is the road. All does not yet gleam in glory, but all is being purified. So thank you for allowing me to be part of this journey of transformation. And keep remembering that nursing really is a journey. While you're celebrating today the journey so far, there is much more to come. For you are just starting that journey. May God be with you, and may you be able to truly live out what you envision for nursing in your life and in the life of your patients.
So here you are at the end of your undergraduate nursing education. And while there is still that little matter of the nursing board exam, today that is of no consequence. Today you are celebrated by your friends, family, and faculty, those who love you and are so proud of all of the work you have accomplished. Today you are graduates. Revel in this achievement. You have all thoroughly earned a celebration, a vacation, a good long rest. But don't stay in revelry too long. There is still work to be done. Here at EMU, you have not only learned about disease processes, clinical skills, and physical assessments. You have begun to see behind the veil of our healthcare system and perhaps our world as well. You have read about, and maybe even seen, poverty, vulnerability, and injustice. You are knowingly entering a broken world. However, you are entering into that world as a nurse. As a nurse, you will have the opportunity to care for people from all backgrounds, those on the edges of society and those in the center. As a nurse, you have a voice and the power to use it to act as an advocate for your patients and yourselves. And if nothing else, you will have the ability to show the world through your nursing care that each client deserves to be cared for with the same respect and love as any other. You will sit with the vulnerable. You will hear secrets and fears and hopes and dreams. You will walk on hallowed ground. So with all of that in mind, I want to leave you with this Franciscan blessing. Perhaps you've heard it before, but it was given to me when I graduated from nursing school by my parents, and it has helped to guide me when I felt overwhelmed and frustrated by the state of things. It was not written specifically for nurses, but I find it particularly fitting for our profession and our time. As you go forth, may God bless you with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may live deep within your hearts. May God bless you with anger at injustice, oppression, and the exploitation of people, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, hunger, and war, so that you may reach out your hands to comfort them and turn their pain into joy. And may God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in this broken world, so that you can do what others claim cannot be done, to bring justice and kindness to all God's children.
I couldn't resist the chance to do a final psychiatric mental health nursing lecture to you all. So I want you to raise your hands if I'm going too long, okay? And if I've told you the story before, raise your hand too, okay? So, yeah. Today I will talk to you about mental health nursing and the American idiom, losing your marbles. Sometimes it's just losing it for short. And I'm sure that you all have felt this way sometime during the nursing program. Will you feel this again in your life? Probably. Yeah, you will. Okay. That's the nature of life. And what I hope you do, though, is that you take time to reach out for help when you need it. And I'm going to give you a little gift here, a marble and a easy dose pill pouch, okay? And what I want you to do is I want you to put these in your pocket and or in your purse, and during those times when you feel less than sane, I want you to reach in there and I want you to remind yourself that you still have your marbles.
I worked with the students for level one clinicals, as well as and some in adult health and also in foundations. And in foundations class, your students learned to make beds. You also learned to do baths. So remember back to the day you were told you were going to be giving a bed bath to another classmate. And I'm sure you were probably thinking, okay, I know I was going to be working close with my classmates, but not that close. But also learning about drawing up IV medications, how nervous you were. And now you probably go in, here, let me have that. I can draw it right up and give that shot. But also my message is just on advice. My biggest advice is always to go in and treat your patients as you've always been treated. And two, if you treat your patient as you want to be treated, you know that you've given them the best care you can give. Also, always remember that we're students. So when you're working on the floor as a new nurse and students come up and ask you questions, always take the time to answer their questions and be a good mentor. So I've enjoyed working with all of you all, and I wish you all the best in your new career.
Two years ago when I applied to work at EMU, it seemed like a good idea at the time. I thought the Sacred Covenant sounded great, and you know, it sounded like there were going to be flexible hours and things like that, and the people that I had met from EMU were really nice. I thought, this will be good, so I said, yes, if you'll risk having me, I'll come. And then I started to get really scared, because I realized I'm going to be teaching college students. These people are going to be smart. They're going to, like, you know, realize that I'm only maybe 10 years older than some of them, maybe younger even than some of them. They're going to smell my inadequacy from a mile away. So I was somewhere kind of close to terrified before we had our first classroom interactions together. And it really wound up being okay. There were times that I didn't have the right answer, and you were patient with me, especially my first clinical group, having never spent a lot of time working in the hospital.
I'm sure you can remember some of the dumb stuff that happened, and you still were patient, and you found, I think you found something to value in me, and I know that I found many, many, many things to value in each of you. And what I want you to take away from my words is to not mistake why you matter, that just like you were patient with me, that your value is not in you always having the right answer either. It's not in never making mistakes. It's not in having a high NCLEX score. It's not in always being exactly what somebody else needs. Your value is in you. So bring the wonderful person that you are to every encounter. And remember that that's why you matter, so that when the bad days happen, you can shake that off as a learning experience and not make you feel less of a person, because you're fantastic. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Hello again. I missed you this semester. My memories of family class, either last spring or this last fall, are strong and vivid. I can see where you were sitting and some of the things we talked about. I had a very delightful and deeply meaningful semester in Guatemala and Colombia, but I missed this level three, watching you grow into this professional role. Each semester of nursing education brings particular joys for faculty, and you've heard some of those. But during this last semester, when you hone your care skills and you engage the broader system in the context of your fledgling philosophy, we revel in watching you embrace this identity. Evidence for growth, for your growth today, for all present here, is this revised Nightingale pledge that somehow, I don't know how, got written, but it's there. It beautifully expresses the sacred covenant framework. For any family members still wondering what gift you might provide for your loved one, I would suggest finding a way to make this permanently in front of your graduate's face, whether it's on a wall hanging or something. It's wonderful. So to carry out this pledge as you enter the work and service world, I'd make three suggestions for you today. First, no surprise to you, engage suffering. Our culture avoids suffering. Nurses, though, should be at the forefront of challenging this deadening aspect of our culture. As you know, pain means life. If we're dead, we don't feel anything. One of the reasons I need to return to Latin America occasionally is that I'm made alive again there by entering to the suffering of others who are open in sharing their life stories. Your life and your ministry will be made richer by your engagement of suffering. Second, celebrate your status, as you've been told and will be told this weekend, but please do not succumb to the attitude of entitlement. If the hardest work equaled the highest earnings, it would be those who make cheap garments in Bangladesh or harvest coffee in Guatemala who would be wealthy. But that's not the way the world functions. We're called to another way. Jesus told his disciples that to whom much is given, much will be required. You have worked very hard, and some of you will be paying for this hard work over the next number of years. But you are now among the few 6.7% of the world's population of 7 million who have a college degree. Much is required of you. And third, pursue meaning in your work. Frederick Buechner says that your vocation comes at the intersection of your greatest joy and the world's greatest need. So seek places to work and to delve in and do further study where you find your curiosity, your energy, your delight nurtured, and where you can make a difference. That might mean taking risks and going against what you or perhaps your family or friends think is even logical, but it will make all the difference at the end of your life. Nightingale was ahead of her time. You face an equally challenging healthcare context in this country and in the world, and the needs of those places beyond even our borders. But you are ready and equipped. By the grace of God, move us beyond our time.
First of all, let me say thank you. I truly mean that with all my heart. It's been a joy, an honor, a privilege to teach each one of you. The moments that we shared, I keep in my memory bank that give me energy and strength for the future. So thank you very much. My words to you this morning are words of encouragement and a challenge. And I say this not lightly because it's something that I've experienced in my career as a nurse. I challenge you and encourage you to always see the people you care for as God sees them. The work we do as nurses is a setup to not do this. We are so busy. The tasks of a day can sometimes be overwhelming. The pace can be inhuman. The tendency for us to focus on tasks is always there. Yeah. We deal with people at their most vulnerable, when they are suffering, when they are in pain, when they are angry, when they've gotten bad news, when they're dying. The tendency or the temptation is to build a wall to protect ourselves. We take care of patients who are in the condition that they're in because maybe they haven't taken their medications. Maybe they drink too much. Maybe they smoke. The tendency or the temptation is to judge them, to deem them less worthy of our time or our efforts. So you wrote a philosophy paper, and hopefully you saw that more than just a grade, just a paper to write. It is your philosophy that will guide your career. I encourage you to, when the days are overwhelming, when you're busy, when you tend to focus on the tasks, or look at a patient as a room number or a diagnosis, to think back to your philosophy. What does nursing mean to you? Why did you choose to be a nurse? Remember those things. See your patients through the eyes of Christ. Be his hands and his feet as you serve them. And the future will be wonderful for you. God bless you.
Thank you for letting me be part of your journey as you become nurses. And congratulations to each of you. Recently, while watching the movie The Iron Lady, which is a drama about Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, a comment in the movie caught my attention. It piqued my interest as it seemed to contradict my approach to nursing and EMU's department's approach to nursing. And the quote was, "People are more concerned about feelings," and this was in a negative context, "than thoughts or ideas." Intrigued by the movie and wanting to learn more about the former Prime Minister, I Googled, and I found the quote, "I am a conviction politician." As these ideas started to form in my mind, I recalled a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He wrote, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are small matters as compared to what lies within us." At first glance, these appear to be unrelated ideas. And as I've noted, at least one of the quotes varies and contradicts the approach that you've learned here at EMU. So the question remains, why would I choose these quotes on this day? As I thought about these quotes, the words kept coming to my mind: feelings, thoughts, ideas, convictions, and what lies within us. As I look at these words in the context of your experiences here at EMU, I continually come back to the balance that we strive to instill in each of you. Many hear the word feeling and perceive this trait as weak. Yet we taught you, or we strive to teach you, to focus on the feelings of your patients and to embrace Christian concepts of nursing.
agape love, justice, reconciliation, and empowerment. You have been encouraged to stand by your convictions and to stand for what is right. You've gained knowledge in order to provide safe and effective care to your patients. You've been equipped with skills needed to analyze, synthesize, and think critically about your world. With these thoughts in my mind, in mind, I want to reread my modified version of the quote by Emerson. What lies behind you and what lies before you are small matters compared to what lies within you. As you leave this place, remember the words in 1 John 4:4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Laura Esch, and I am the administrative coordinator for our Master's in Nursing program here at EMU. And today I've been asked, I'm very humble, thank you, to read the names of each of the graduates, as well as read a short poem, verse, or statement that the graduate has composed to read regarding a family member, faculty, or staff as they've walked through this long and sometimes difficult journey leading up to this point. So, the graduates have requested, when the graduate's name is called, that two people prior, for example, Lucas will be called, and Matt's children and Alicia's father will come to the stage to the right, and then we'll proceed so forth. Okay. Lucas Blosser. Lucas is being penned by his mother, Donna Blosser, and father, Phil Blosser. Dance as though no one is watching you. Love as though you've never heard, been hurt before. Sing as though no one can hear you, and live as though heaven is on earth. Thanks to all the people who have encouraged and been with me through this journey. Matt Coleman, who is being penned by his son, Reese, and daughter, Katarina. Words can be a meager things. Sometimes they fall short. To my lovely wife, Angela, and my children, Reese and Katarina, thank you for putting up with me, especially through this last semester, and supporting me throughout this journey. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for being my role models and consistently motivating me. To my sister and nieces, I wish you could be here. Congratulations, seniors, we made it. Alicia Cook is being penned by her father, James Cook. The two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you found out why, by Mark Twain. God created each flower with wonderful precision and every life with a beautiful purpose. Madeline Wren Cooper. Madeline is being penned by Faith Alprin, RN, and Shirley Baird, RN, her grandparents. Grandmother, excuse me. I heard this quote in chapel and then posted it on my wall. It was something I often recited myself when feeling stressed. It gave me hope and comfort. Surely God is our salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord is my strength and my might, and has become my salvation. With joy, we all draw water from the wells of salvation. Catherine Ennis. and Catherine is being penned by her mother, Anne Ennis. There are times when we are in the midst of life's moments of confrontation with birth or death, or moments of beauty when nature or love is fully revealed, or moments of terrible loneliness. Times when a holy and awesome awareness comes up upon us. It may come as deep inner stillness or a rush of overflowing emotion. If we open our hearts at such moments, creation reveals itself to us all, its unity and fullness. Mary Doria Russell. Tessa Lee Gerbrick is being penned by Pamela Gerbrick, her mother, and Ann Hirschberger, mentor and professor. If you want to walk fast, walk alone. If you want to walk far, walk together. African proverb. For Tessa, the beauty of this education has been learning who she is in the context of others. It has been a shared journey where ideas, perceptions, and thoughts were exchanged. To her professors, friends, and family, who walked this journey with her, she expresses overwhelming gratitude. I would not be who I am today, was it not for the things you saw in me that I could not see in myself. David Yancey, who is being penned by his father, Dan Yancey. While not understanding his blessings, David would like to name a few. Thanks to his family who have been very supportive, encouraging, and shaping in his character. Thanks to all the excellent nursing professors for their role modeling and thoughtful compassion, caring, and their grace in times of stress. And thanks to those close nursing friends who walked and belly crawled through the intestines of this beast with him. I might have wanted to read this a little better beforehand. David hopes to live in the fullness of Christ as he learns to meet the needs of the brokenness of himself and others. Philippians 1, verse 21. To live in Christ and to die is gain. Jennifer Lehman. Jennifer is being penned by her parents, Paul and Mary Lehman. Nursing is an art, and if it is to be made an art, it requires an exclusive devotion as hard as preparation as any painter or sculptor's work. For what is having to do with the dead canvas or a dead marble compared with having to do with the living body? The temple of God's spirit. It is one of the fine arts. I have almost said the finest of fine arts. Florence Nightingale. Donna Morgan. Donna will be being penned by Sarah Morgan, her mother. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. All praises be to God for this journey as he's guided and carried me on. Thanks to my family and friends for your patience, prayers, and words of encouragement. To my classmates, may God continue to bless you, keep you, and may his everlasting light continue to shine down upon you. Diane Nicosia. Diane is being penned by her grandmother, Betty Massey, who is an RN. We all strive to succeed in everything we do. What is unique to us as an individual is our motivation for success and that will to succeed comes from. During the course of this journey, my motive was to hone my skills to better serve others. They will preserve was instilled in me by God and nurtured by the strong support of my loving family and friends. Erin Nussbaum. Erin is being penned by her mother today, Becky Nussbaum. This quote is an inspiration to me and speaks to the hope and faith that I desire to always have in the life and in my profession. Be soft. Do not let the world make you hard. Do not let pain make you hate. Do not let the bitterness steal your sweetness. Take pride that even though the rest of this world may disagree, you still believe it as a beautiful place. Kurt Vonnegut. Suzanne Opel. Suzanne is being penned by her parents, John and Bonnie Opel. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your request to God, and peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. Jessica Orndorff. Jessica is being penned by her mother, Sandy Will, and her daughters, Kaylee, Talia, Jaden, Hostetter. I want to thank my dedicated friends and family for all their support, encouragement, and prayers throughout my time in school. I'm especially thankful for Kaylee, Talia, and Jaden, with all their support and understanding of my many late homework nights. We have all had to make sacrifices, and through it all, I am grateful for all the help I received along the way. Jennifer C. Jennifer is being penned by her father, Curtis C., and fiancé, Chuck Devers. I would like to say thank you to my fiancé and my family that has been supporting me throughout nursing school. There have been many ups and downs over the past 3 years, but I'm extremely grateful to have such a support system. Jenna Spory. Jenna is being penned by her parents, Mary and John Spory. It's what happens along the way that counts, the stumbles, the falls, and the friendships. It's the journey, not the destination. Just trust the future will work itself out like it's supposed to. Thank you to those who have supported me, loved me, and encouraged me along the way. I can't believe this day is finally here. I wouldn't be here without you. I'm so thankful for you and I. Love you all. Erica Stoltzfus. Erica is being penned by her mother, Twyla Stoltzfus. Then the nurses will ask him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you or thirsty and giving you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison or go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for the least of these, you did for me. Eva Stutzman, being penned by her parents, Maurice and Carla Stutzman. Your legs will get heavy and tired. Then comes a moment of feeling the wings you've grown lifting. Rumi. Through all the doubt, the stress, and fear, having the support of classmates, professors, and family is what gave me the confidence I would never fall too far without someone there to catch me, to encourage me, and to extend me grace. Lauren Troyer. Lauren is being penned by her husband, Anthony Troyer. I want to thank my family and friends, professor and classmates for their support and encouragement during my time at EMU. I know I'll be a better nurse because of the education I received here. Now, as I leave this place and start my own adventure, I will remember to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. Micah 6:8.
Communities and fellow professionals, and to act as leaders in promoting health throughout our community.